For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Well, people are going to the website and registering for our teaching coming up in the month of September on the Book of James. I'll be doing a three-week Monday night beginning September 10th, the 17th, and the 24th on the Book of James. This is going to be so awesome. Men and women register. It is registration for free. We'll be at Parkway Presbyterian Church. We're using their facilities. You go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. You'll see a photograph of a bunch of us in there. And all denominations, we just have a blast, but we take it very seriously, this Bible teaching. The Book of James, trials, temptations. James was facing this as he was about to become the pastor of this huge church. He had conflicts going on with the members there and their relationships. Goodness. He talks about how to resolve those. We'll talk about the orphan. We'll talk about the widow. We'll talk about true faith. We'll talk about the tongue, the power of your words. Do they have any power? Does it matter what you say? We'll talk about money. He mentions money in James. There's just so much. This whole book is so rich. And I'm excited to unfold it to you, but I do need you to register, even though it's for free, because I will provide you with notes. And we'll show up that night, and you can get your coffee, and our assistant and our other workers are there, and they'll hand you your notes. It's a great atmosphere, great, we just have a ball. I think you're going to love it. But register, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, $2 donation for the facility. We do take an offering for the ministry, and we've met so many of you wonderful brothers and sisters from all over the place. They come in from Baton Rouge and Houma. We've got just people from everywhere. I love it. So you join us. It'll begin in September, the night, Monday night of the 10th. But we're going through hindrances to answered prayer. And again, if you've missed any of these are being uploaded to my website. Go to the radio menu button page, and you can upload these for free and have them. We talked about prayerlessness was a hindrance to answered prayer. Prayerlessness. You know, you believe in God, but you don't go to him in prayer. You just kind of somehow in your mind think, well, God knows I want this. God knows this is a need. God knows. Yes, he knows everything. But brothers and sisters, he's the one who set up prayer. He said, pray this way. And James is telling his people, he says, the prayer of righteous people, those who know God, those prayers are powerful and effective. They came from God to pray something in. Or he set up that prayer, stirred your heart just to communicate with him. But prayerlessness, you don't get anything. You don't get to communicate with God. You don't get to talk to him about your plans, his plans for you. He can't commit his jewels of his plans to someone who doesn't even pray. And you don't have faith when you don't pray. What do I do about it, Anna? Well, you got to repent. Change it. Turn around. Say, God, will you give me a fresh view of prayer and believing prayer? You know what? Start right where you are. I tell people, what do you have in your hands? Start with what you have and then build. Number two, hindrance to answered prayer. You know what? Unbelief. James, once again, ask in faith. You know what that means? Let God stir you. Then when you go to pray, you have faith to pray because he's the one who originated it. That's what that means. Ask in faith, nothing wavering. And I'm already running out of time. I'll get on to this next week. But that's a main thing for you today. Ask in faith. Well, what is that? When you got alone with God, did he really stir you for it? If he did, then you go full throttle and you ask in faith. That's the opposite of unbelief. So unbelief was our second hindrance to answered prayer. Gosh, I got to run. So thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. More on this same topic. I have 8 more to get through next week. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.